Welcome to Christchurch Manchester Sermon Podcast. CCM is one church that meets every Sunday in various locations across Manchester. For more information about who we are or about our Sunday meetings, please visit www.christchurchmanchester.com.
So, who can tell me what film this is from, please? It's from the Avengers, that's right, okay. So who loves them? Put your hands up if you love the Avengers. A few of you, not many, okay. Lots of people actually do worldwide. They love the Avengers. Actually millions, literally, not an exaggeration, millions of people love the Avengers. So much so that the Avengers movie grossed $1.5 billion, okay. The Infinity War, the next one on from the Avengers film, grossed $2 billion, and then the Endgame movie, which is the last of the trilogy, I think, unless they decide to make another, has grossed $2.8 billion. That's a lot of money, would you agree? So there is, don't worry about it, Olin, I've got this. So we've got huge demand, it's okay. It's huge demand all over the world for movies such as this. But I want to ask you a question, why is there such demand for movies like this? Because actually I don't get that much out of them, but I know many, many people do. If Dana was here, she would agree with that. She loves them, okay?
Absolutely, her place.
Okay, well, you can be part of this. So everybody loves the old story. Okay, a superhero comes into our situation, yeah, and saves us from danger. So this really started in about 1966. There was a movie called Batman. Okay, that was the first proper superhero movie in 1966. And that was also very, very popular. But I think, learning about this and looking at this, I think this all began after World War II. There was fear of another war. Fear of another baddie, as it were, coming against us as a country or as the West. We don't want to get into all that, but and we labelled some of the baddies, and we still do now. We label the baddies, I don't agree with it, but we label the baddies as China, North Korea, Russia, and we tend to live in fear, don't we? Because if you watch the news, we are told to live in fear by many respects. And then we have the fear of global warming, don't we? Yeah, Extinction Rebellion. And then there's flooding to be scared of, and even meteorites which might hit the earth. So there's plenty of movies about that too. So we seem to love the idea of a savior coming, or a superhero coming to our rescue. So Superman, if you put him up, Superman was beating the tyrants who wanted to overtake the world and take over the world. That was his job. Batman, his job was to clean up the corrupt city of Gotham. Spider-Man, thank you, Alan. Spider-Man, okay, his job was that he'd got some new abilities, and he was going to use them in the right way to atone for his uncle's death. So I think we all long for give me five. That's it. We all long for a superhero, okay? Don't we? We all long for a superhero to put things right. And deep inside, we all know that this world is not right. Do you agree with me? Can you see, even as beautiful as this world is, we know. Just put that picture up. I love this picture. This next one. What do you think of that, Olin? If you're going to be involved, let's get involved. That is a beautiful picture, yeah? And it is a beautiful world that we live in, but there is something seriously wrong, isn't there? Okay? Deep inside. And we can't seem to get on with each other. And at 50, which is surprisingly what I am, and that comes into every preach from now on, is I've started to know the issue is not with the bad guys. It's not with China. It's not with Russia, as the propaganda would tell us. It's actually that the issue is with us. It's inside of me, because I'm the one. If I start to, as you get older, you'll start to understand that there are reoccurring issues within yourself, weaknesses, attitude problems, which are the very things that start wars. It's a human state. I find pride within me, don't I, Vic? And I find selfishness within me, don't I, Vic?
Yes.
And greed, and power hungry, and even recognition inside little old me. So incredibly, we actually need a superhero, not just to save us from the dangers outside, and from meteors and flooding and all the rest of us, but the greatest danger we have is within us. Yeah? Now the Bible calls this danger or this threat sin. Okay, S-I-N. Can we all say sin? Okay. It is in all of us from birth. And like a disease, it spreads through every, and has done through every generation since Adam and Eve. Yeah? And we blame each other. But it's through our choices as well. Our worlds, our own worlds, surround us, swirl around us. It's all about my money. It's all about my success. It's all about my ambition. It's all about me. So it's a big I. So really what we need then is a superhero, a savior as it were, who can change the human heart. Could Superman do that? No. He changed things on the outside. Could Spider-Man do that? He changed things on the outside. So we need a savior or a superhero to change things on the inside, don't we, Phyllis? Yeah. Okay. Is this possible? This is a huge job to be done, and we've actually just heard it beautifully from the kids. But the Bible says that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many of us?
All
of us have sinned. So we're all in the same situation. There's not some who are better, some who are worse. We've all sinned. We've all turned away from God, the Bible says in Romans. And so it would take an ultimate superhero to reverse this curse. And this is what he did. We've heard about it here, beautifully set out before us. God, the superhero, which is an irreverent word, but it's for the purpose of this, came down. The Saviour, God himself, came down. And this is the story of Christmas. Haven't you started to... I mean, Christmas is chaos, isn't it? You know, you drive here, there's so many people pushing you, and Black Friday, thank you. I tell you, we could do this, two-man team. Yeah, and that's it, Olin. Yeah, you know, that's okay. And it's tinsel, and it's chaos, isn't it? But actually, the real reason, as we've heard today, is that God came down to save his people. The Father sent the Son to be born of a virgin. God took on flesh and blood. Have you ever considered that? Yeah? God himself came down as a human. He took on flesh and blood. He laid aside his majesty. He was called Jesus. And this Jesus grew and lived a perfect life, a sinless life before the Father. He was poor, yet he was rich. He was humble, and yet he had everything. He lived the perfect life before the Father, in perfect obedience, something none of us have ever done. We've all sinned, but Jesus never sinned. But not only this God-man was arrested. You know the story. He was accused of things he had not done. Yet he did not utter a word in his defence. He didn't fight his own corner. It was as if he was actually planning to die, to be taken by evil men, and to be placed as the perfect sacrifice for sin. That was the plan. This superhero, Jesus himself, was coming to save the world of sin. And this is God's amazing plan for all the world. Jesus lived a sinless life, showed the way, and then died a guilty man's death in our place. Do you know this? We've heard it many times, but sometimes it just goes from one ear to the other. I'm telling you the truth today. If there's ever any truth, it's this, that Jesus came to this earth to save sinful man. And we're all sinners. Not only this, he not only died, but the greatest news is he rose from the dead. How could he rise from the dead? Because he was sinless. Sin could not hold him, death could not hold him, because he'd not sinned. He rose up from the dead in glorious splendor. Isn't that wonderful? He rose up in glorious splendor, defeating death, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not die, but shall have everlasting life. Is there anyone like this superhero, this savior? Let's call him who he is, and he is savior, just as his name Jesus means. So this ultimate superhero, this ultimate saviour, carried the world's pain, carried the world's suffering, carried the world's sin, so that we can have peace with the Father. He carried the world's pain. We see so much pain in this world today. Jesus has carried all of these things. On that cross, we have no idea of what he suffered. Not only was it the Father's face turned away, but the entire sin of the world was placed upon him that day. There was earthquakes, there was darkness. Why? Because the Son was purging the sin of the world. God did this for you, and he did this for me, and he did it for the entire world. And so what do? Do we say, oh well, thank you very much? But it's far more than that, isn't it? We have to respond to this great news. At Christmas, around the tree, you will have, I hope, a few presents around that tree, and you will be given them maybe, or you'll take them from that where they're positioned, and they'll be wrapped in Christmas wrapping paper probably. And what will you do? Will you then place it back under and say, oh, that's lovely, but not open it? No, what you will do, hopefully, Olin, yeah, you've gone quiet, is you will take your present and you will what?
Open it.
That's right.
And then, as if it's a sweater.
Yeah.
You don't wear a sweater. So
and then you will enjoy your present. This is what we have to do with Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate gift. We have to unwrap him and enjoy him for a lifetime. I wonder, have you done that? Have you started to enjoy the Saviour? Because what he wants to do is, he doesn't want to just be your Saviour, he wants to be your friend for life. He wants to transform your life from one degree of glory to the next. He wants to start working on those areas that cause wars in countries within you. Yeah? This is what he's done in me. So I gave my life to Jesus about 26 years ago. And since that time, he took an addicted young man, addicted to all sorts of things, and he started to reboot the system. Okay? He started to place a whole new heart within me. He placed a whole new heart of love within me and has done great things within me. Has he started to do that in you? Are you maybe well down the road? Can you agree with me on that? Has he started to do that? If not, he can start to do it this very day. All you have to do is to open the gift and start to receive it yourself. This is called the gospel, which means good news. Have you allowed him to give you life too? When I say life, I mean life with a capital L. So to end, I would encourage you, as the greatest Christmas gift ever that I could give to you, I would ask you to do three things. I would ask you to recognize your wrong, and you might just think about that middle "your". You might be saying, well, that's "you are". Recognize you are wrong? No, not necessarily. Recognize your wrong within you. Recognize your wrong, recognize he is right, then receive him. Okay? I just wonder, whether anyone in this room would do that today. This is the greatest Christmas gift you would ever receive, is to recognize your wrong. It's called repentance. Recognize his right, that he is right. Agree with him about the gospel. And then receive him into your heart. He is the greatest Christmas gift. Can we just close our eyes?